Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
People, look alive. It's showtime.
Now live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, it's Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
So shut up and listen.
Doors open in 3, 2, 1.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman, Ryan Horvath, and you, 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. You'll want to use both of those avenues for your fantasy football teams, 835. Start getting in your questions at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Use the hashtag AskKevin to get in touch with Kevin Payne, rotowire.com's fantasy football expert here on the show. Some of your teams may be rolling along. Some of your teams may be very, very bad. This could be the make or break week for you. Kevin Payne is the guy to help you out today. You can also email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. The Wendy's email inbox, always fresh, never frozen. So that coming up in about 30 minutes. As we're doing the show here, come across this article via The Athletic. It says, the title of the article is, who are the NFL's true number one receivers? Coaches and evaluators weigh in. Now, we've talked a lot about Devontae Adams being possibly a top five, possibly a top three. Why, when I see this article, it's written by Mike Sando, it's a national piece. Mm-hmm. When I see the title, who are the NFL's true number one receivers? I know before I even start reading it that I'm going to be upset about where they put Devontae Adams. Why did I feel that way?
You shouldn't. Why? I don't feel why you shouldn't feel that he's number one, one of the top receivers in the NFL. He gets a lot of, I think, attention. Now, this year he's been hurt, playing with a bad toe, and he hasn't had a lot of balls thrown his direction. But I think a lot of the experts out there would think that he's one of the top receivers in the NFL.
Well, I'm going to go through this list with you, and this is the criteria that one general manager said anonymously. A number one receiver is someone who can take over a game, someone you need to double cover the whole game. Say Julio Jones. You have to have a safety over him the entire game. The minute you don't, he takes one to the house. To be a number one, you have to be able to make contested catches because we have to be able to throw the ball to you when everyone knows it's coming. Does that not describe how the Packers use Devontae Adams?
Yeah, except they don't put two receivers or two defensive backs on him sometimes. Sometimes there's three guys.
Yeah, the now famous video from the Bears game.
There's three guys, yes.
So coaches and evaluators weighed in, and this is the list that they came up with based on votes and qualifications, and here's who they think is the number one receivers of the superhuman division. So this is who they say are the best receivers in the whole league.
Okay.
Julio Jones, Odell Beckham Jr., Tyreek Hill are the top three receivers in the league.
Mm-hmm.
From what they can do, they are the top number one receivers.
Okay.
You got any problem with those three guys?
No, three big play guys. Fits the criteria perfectly.
Is Devontae Adams better than any of those guys? I mean, Tyreek Hill has an explosive level that others don't.
I feel like with those guys, you could interchange them. And Devontae, there might be a week where he's the best receiver in the NFL. I think they all have their great qualities among them. And Devontae's right. He doesn't have to take a backseat to any of those guys.
All right, this is the human division, and this is listed as coaches and evaluators anointed these guys as number ones,
mm-hmm.
but they don't always see the special traits to put them in the superhuman category. DeAndre Hopkins, Michael Thomas, Mike Evans. So still no Devontae Adams.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
He's in that mix.
DeAndre Hopkins on the second tier?
Second tier.
Stop. He's the best receiver in all of football.
I've said that before, too.
I think.
First tier, according to these coaches and evaluators, is Julio Jones, Odell Beckham, and Tyreek Hill.
Yeah. Odell Beckham, get off that list right now.
Well,
he dropped some pretty easy ones on Monday night.
I just go back to that playoff game at Lambeau Field. Those drops right there. In the biggest, that's arguably the biggest game of Odell Beckham Jr.'s career.
He might
career,
do the
right?
most talking out of all those guys.
They just can't get him the ball in that system.
Well,
man, you got to
bad offensive line.
Look at what DeAndre Hopkins does.
Yeah. With Beckham, he's caught like 90 balls every year in his career.
Sure.
But I don't know if he's as highly regarded as he is if he doesn't make that one-handed catch on Sunday Night Football. I think that did so much for him. He'll tell you it changed his life.
Yeah.
I think that.
Plus, playing in New York doesn't hurt.
Yeah, I think that Odell Beckham is very good. And maybe he is. Even if Odell Beckham, it's agreed that he's the top receiver in the league, I still think he's overrated a little bit.
Well, again, he played most of his career. Played most of his career in New York, and that's going to be a big benefit to him because you get a lot of national pub. The national writers will talk about him, the networks and all that. So there's always going to be a little bit of an East Coast bias toward a guy like that, of course.
Tyreek Hill is getting more bonus points for how fast he is, I think, too.
Mm-hmm. He's got Patrick Mahomes throwing him the football, too.
Yeah.
I'm rather have Devontae on my team than Tyreek Hill. Well, is that stupid to say?
Mahomes going through a little bit of funk throwing the ball these days, though.
No, I really don't think it is. I think that Devontae – would you guys agree that maybe Devontae – and I know that Aaron Rodgers – nationally, people still think of Aaron Rodgers as a top quarterback. Do you think maybe that's the knock on Devontae, is that Aaron Rodgers is his quarterback, where Odell Beckham Jr. had Eli Manning? Now he's got Baker Mayfield, and that's why they can't get him the ball.
So he's being punished for having a great quarterback?
I feel like that may be the case. And he's just kind of a quiet dude off the field, where Odell Beckham Jr., you see him on every single commercial. He had the blonde hair. He was, as Bart said, he's making one-handed grabs. Even like if you watch him warming up, he's making like fingertip grabs.
Well, look,
whereas Devontae's just going out there and running.
Yeah,
Chris
but then
Brouts.
Beckham gets a 15-yard pass to him against the Niners and he drops it.
See, I feel some of this too with OBJ. He was in the news a few years ago all the time with the Giants. Always in the news. Contract or whatever. He was always. If you went to those national websites, it would always be OBJ in the news. Causing something. It wasn't necessarily for his play, and I think that has a big deal. Devontae's kind of quiet in Green Bay.
All right, I'm going to go through this list again for those joining us. There's a list that was put together by coaches and evaluators. Number one, receivers that are superhuman.
Mm-hmm.
This means coaches and evaluators thought these receivers possess special traits to go along with proven production. Julio Jones, Odell Beckham, Tyreek Hill. Then there's number one receivers that are human. Coaches and evaluators anoint these guys as a number one. They don't always see the special traits. DeAndre Hopkins, Michael Thomas, and Mike Evans. Then there's the number one receivers, if you say so category, where coaches and evaluators acknowledge that they're talented and have produced, but a larger number weren't willing to fully anoint them for various reasons. Amari Cooper, T.Y. Hilton, Keenan Allen, Adam Thielen, and Devontae Adams. And here's the write-up on Devontae Adams. When you saw Devontae Adams hurt his toe on Thursday night, there went the offense. I think he's a true number one receiver. That's from one GM. I think a number one is a guy you actually have to scheme to take out of a game. You don't have to do that with Devontae Adams.
Sure you do.
I think triple covered.
He was 10 for a buck 80 the other day.
Sure.
Before he got hurt.
Yeah, no. You definitely have to scheme to take him out of the game. Yeah, but then the other day, the Packers win the game. They put 34 points on the board without Devontae. And I think people thought, hey, there's no chance they could win this game in Dallas without Devontae Adams. They did because Aaron Jones stepped up. But you need Devontae on that roster to win a Super Bowl.
Has DeAndre Hopkins, I'm sorry that I keep going back to this, has he ever even dropped a ball, though? How is he not an elite? Tyreek Hill is more of a gadget player. I may get killed for that, but he's more of a gadget player. He's 5 foot nothing. If you double-team the guy, and you can't double him because you got Sammy Watkins on the other side, Travis Kelce is going across the middle. They have so many weapons, had so many, before they lost Kareem Hunt last year. I don't think you could throw him on that top-tier list yet. Adam Thielen compared with Devontae Adams is just ridiculous.
No, I mean,
don't tell a Vikings fan that. Yeah. They get very...
I think Stephon Diggs is better than Thielen.
I feel like Thielen's got to always fight against it all the time, and he is a good receiver.
I mean,
like Jordy does.
The best receiver in the league is not in the league right now. We could all agree on that, right?
Oh.
Antonio Brown's a head case, but I mean, you saw what he did. The one game he played for the Patriots, man.
Sounds like he's trying to crawl his way back to the Patriots these days.
Yeah.
But no, I think Thielen gets a bad – I mean, people underrate him. It's always like, oh, Adam Thielen. But there he goes. He has 10 catches for 180 yards. So I hate it when people knock Thielen. He is damn good. Diggs is damn good.
Mike Evans is damn good, but he's got Jameis Winston throwing him the football. And for some reason, yes. Jameis Winston does not like going to Mike Evans. This has been a fantasy football issue for the past 2 to 3 years. And then when he does, like in the loss that they had a couple weeks back, what did Mike Evans have? 3 touchdown catches when they finally go to him?
But I'm getting, well, he had no catches last week.
No, yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. They, for some reason, can't scheme him down the field. Jameis doesn't want to throw him the football.
I'm getting pretty sick of Chris Godwin from a fantasy football perspective because I got him on no teams. I always think that that bubble's going to burst. I never put him in daily fantasy. And then he's always got 2 touchdowns.
And then T.Y. Hilton, I think he's a top-tier wide receiver. Look what he's doing this year once again with Jacoby Brissett. I want you to look what he does after the catch. Look at his yardage. Look at the yardage that T.Y. Hilton puts up. I think that he's very underrated as well. I don't know. Odell Beckham Jr., that's the one that bothers me a little bit.
All right, but back to Devontae. Devontae's strong. Devontae can catch and run, I feel. I mean, does he have world-class speed? No. But I feel still Devontae, just by you reading me that little article there, Bart, a little underrated, I feel, nationally.
Yeah, that's why as soon as I saw that headline
where
they were going to rank number one receivers and it was a national piece, I knew that I would be mad where they put Devontae. Antonio Brown, by the way, on Instagram yesterday.
Yeah, you guys follow the Patriots, tell them call me. They still got to pay me, so might as well let me earn it.
Yeah, he's
all
bored.
Right, so yeah, he still wants to play.
Sounds like he's bored. Yeah.
It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins.
These guys talk themselves right out of the league, these guys. These guys got to shut up and just play football.
105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm not sure that every Bucs player knew it was a preseason game last night. There may have been some that thought the season actually started, and we'll explain that coming up in just a couple minutes. Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan.
All right, the baseball playoffs, of course, in high gear as we're watching two great games. Yeah, well, at least one of the game was great. The other one, yeah, over early. But they're going to have all the baseball coming up, the football, the college football on Saturday, pro football on Sunday, all at the Q Club of Wisconsin on Waukesha's great north side. Mike Remitz, friend of mine, good guy, and even a better businessman because he caters to everything there. He's got the good food there, the terrific food, the fish fries, Wednesdays and Friday nights, your choice of 4 different styles piled high with all the extras. They got the happy hours every day, Monday through Friday, starting at 3 to 7. They got the huge indoor entertainment room, the pool tables, tornado foosball, shuffleboard, electronic dart, ping pong. They got it all there. They got the indoor bocce ball courts there. They were the first of their kind in Wisconsin, and they did a terrific job putting that court in there. But the food, sports on TVs, it's all good. Now, Fridays, they have the Friday night fish fry. 4 different styles piled high with all the extras. They also have it on Wednesdays. They had the fish fry last night, another ringing success. So the fish fry, award-winning as it is, they have it twice a week. But get there tomorrow night. If you missed last night, get there tomorrow night. The Friday fish fry, I'm telling you, player, it is second to none at the Q Club. They are going to bring you a big mound of food. You will be walking out of that place taking another buckle down on your belt because that's how full you'll be. They will feed you, and you won't have to leave till Sunday. So head on out there. Sports on TV, all the video games and the huge entertainment room, they got all that right there. Plus the live entertainment on most weekends. The Q Club of Wisconsin on Waukesha's Great North Side, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard. That's the old Highway T in Waukesha, half mile south of I-94 in Waukesha. Visit them online, qclub@wi.com, or on Facebook. That's the Q Club of Wisconsin, Waukesha's Great North Side.
Fantasy football help in 20 minutes. Kevin Payne will join us. You can tweet us at 1057FMTheFan with the hashtag AskKevin to get your questions in there. You can email us live at 1057FMTheFan.com, and you can give us a shout in 20 minutes at 414-799-1250. Bucks, that was not a regular season game last night, was it? Because it looked like it. We'll talk about that next. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. Ryan Wood, our Green and Gold Insider, will join us again tomorrow at 8:20. He'll be with us on Monday as we preview Packers-Lions to kick off next week. Tuesday, we'll break the game down with Leroy Butler, 7 o'clock a.m. on Tuesday morning. Mike Clemens on Tuesday. So we've got you covered the next few days as the Packers continue this 4-1 season. If you are jonesing for football talk and think, not only do I want to hear football talk, I want to see football talk. Come on out tonight, Moe's Irish Pub in Tosa, Bill Michaels, Dennis Krause, and me.
How about that?
That's a good spot, too, man.
How about that?
Yeah. Moe's, that's good food there?
I go there once a week.
Do you?
Yeah, I like the Guinness there, especially. It's on tap. I like a good Guinness. Like, I drink Guinness at home, but it's just not the same.
Yeah.
But if I ever do get rich, I am going to just drink Guinness from the stout, like, just at my house. I want the pump. It's so damn good. Have you ever been to Ireland?
No. I've watched the Irish Open. Does that count? No. I've used Irish Spring soap.
It's just on another level over there. But yeah, I love Moe's, so I'm glad that you guys are going to be there tonight. And the food, oh, damn, it's good. Get the chicken tenders.
Irish, you were doing the huddle instead of me.
Go ahead. You should bring Horvy out there.
Yeah.
It's my wife's birthday.
Aren't people requesting you to be out there?
What are you doing over at Moe's there?
Yeah. Me and my wife, we go there. My son, it's kind of a loud environment, so he could just, like, be loud and play on his iPad, and then we drink some Guinnesses. I like the chicken tenders there. I've gotten the fish there. I like everything there. The burgers are good.
What should I get?
I would get the chicken tenders,
get the chicken sandwich.
Get the chicken tenders. Yeah. Be a kid today.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I gotta sit this one out. It's my wife's birthday.
Okay. So well, there's always tomorrow.
I got big plans.
There's always tomorrow.
Yeah, but the huddle's not tomorrow.
No, Sab. Celebrate your...
Oh, for her
wife's birthday tomorrow.
Well, no, she's got to work tomorrow, and then my mom's coming up for the weekend for my birthday.
What did you do for your birthday yesterday?
What did I do yesterday? Oh, I went to eat at Parkside 23.
Sounds memorable.
Yeah, it's half price wine night. You get a bottle of wine half price on Wednesdays.
Okay.
Got myself some chicken, some mashed potatoes.
Now, is your wife one of those where she drinks some wine and, like, after one wine, she's like floating on across the room?
So, yeah, that used to be the case. Yeah. Like a glass or two, and she would get a little buzz. She doesn't really drink too much anymore, though.
Okay.
She is like
Shannon,
full mom mode now.
Shannon, my girlfriend, she'll just look at the label and get tipsy.
those deals. I love that. Like, whenever we get a babysitter, her thing is we go to El Beso. Man, I'm just giving all this free pub today. But we go to El Beso, and they have margarita pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
You want... If I got a babysitter and I want to have some fun, tequila is the way to go. Not wine.
Hey, you heard that song.
Yeah, makes her clothes
come off.
Yeah. Anyway, so Davante Adams.
Actually, back to the Bucks.
Huh?
Good morning.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Bart.
The Bucks last night. I'll be at the huddle.
Welcome to the big show in the morning.
I'll be at the huddle. The Bucks last night, 133-99. And I turn on this game, and I see Giannis Antetokounmpo slamming the rim like it did something wrong to him and his family. And I know that the Bucks have had a lot of guys. They had a handful of guys that were overseas in one way or another. I think it's five guys. I know Ersan was over there in the FIBA World Cup. Giannis, was his brother on that team too? Yeah.
Yeah.
His brother's on that team. And
Big
then
T.
Middleton and Lopez. So that's five guys that they've had in the FIBA World Cup. And that's more wear and tear on their bodies in the offseason. And then you get to a preseason game, and I think I was kind of blown away by this the other night as I was just kind of perusing, and I saw that there was a game in Hawaii, and there was a Clippers-Rockets fan duel to play. I can set my lineup and then wake up and see if I won. And so I took a bunch of scrubs. Like in the NFL, they play all their scrubs. I guess basketball, these guys play a lot more. Giannis, despite his long summer, despite how far the Bucks went into the playoffs last year, 21 minutes last night, 22 points, and the guy was playing as aggressive as I've ever seen him.
I mean, how about this? Football, Rodgers, it's debatable whether he's even going to play it down in the preseason. But Giannis is out there, you know, like you said, playing like this is game 7 of the NBA Finals. Mean mugging it, dunking over people. It's like, man, tone it down just a little bit, man. Taper this guy. This is a long season. I don't, you know, it is. And, you know, there's something to be said about that, though, on the other side, that the guy is going out there and giving you 150% all the time, which is great. Because the NBA gets criticized for going half speed in February. But Giannis, man, there's no let up in that guy.
Yeah, he's going harder in October than he's going to go in February. I mean, they're going to load management more than we've seen the Bucks load management. I don't know if it'll be up to the Kawhi Leonard level, which maybe wouldn't be a bad thing. I think the Bucks, even without Giannis, are going to have a pretty simple time against some of these teams in the East. But if he's not going to be playing on back-to-backs or whatever it's going to be throughout the season, I'm not sure I need him playing 20 minutes in a preseason game. And I know it was at home, and you know, you want to see him. You haven't seen Giannis in a while. Maybe you didn't go to the scrimmage, go to the game last night. It's on TV last night. You get to watch the Bucks again, really, for the first time since that Raptors series. But I would rather just – this should be the time for DiVincenzo to get his legs under him, for Pat Connaughton to play a little more, to see if they like Dragan Bender to keep on the roster, to see, you know, get more than 4 minutes out of Luke May, to see if Wesley Matthews, how he acclimates. I don't need to see Giannis.
Well,
I don't need to see Chris.
This is important for Sterling
Brown. I don't
need
to see Bledsoe, who's hurt now.
Yeah, got a little oblique injury last. This is for Sterling Brown. You know, Sterling lost some playing time.
Sterling played the summer league and did not look good.
Well, that's what I'm getting at right here. Player, he struggled in the preseason. I mean, in the summer league. And he's in the postseason, they couldn't even play him in the postseason. There were some games in the postseason, Sterling never took his warm-ups off. And there was a guy who was a starter at one point. Sterling, you need his defense. He can hit a three on occasion, okay? Fundamentally sound. I think this is a big preseason for him to get some major minutes under him.
The preseason in the NBA just doesn't have the same sort of luster, though, that, I mean, sure, these games in spring training aren't great, but it's a whole month,
mm-hmm.
and people make vacations to go down there, and we send our shows there, and it's a big deal. In the NFL preseason, you know, these games are nationally televised, and we can say that it sucks, but you're all watching those games. The NBA preseason, it's just like, oh, the Bucks were on last night? Oh, cool.
Well, because the
you turn on the game, you turn on Fox Sports Wisconsin last night, for a minute, I thought I was watching a replay from, like, last year.
Well, the NFL, because the cutdown day is so much more important than the NBA. NBA, the Bucks, we know who's going to make the roster, except for maybe at the very, very back end. We know who the guys are. In the NFL, some of these guys are trying to get in shape. Well, they should be in shape by the time they show up at the training camp, but some of these guys are trying to earn their keep, their roster spots on the team. And, you know, cutdown day is a big day in the NFL when it happens on Labor Day weekend. When cutdown day happens in baseball and in the NBA, you know who's going to make the roster. You know who's going to make the back end for the most part. And if you make the roster on opening day in the NBA, doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be there on opening night. You could be sent down to Oshkosh.
I think the one interesting thing to watch in this preseason, if they are going to play their starters, is who plays alongside that starting unit. Right now it's been Wesley Matthews because Malcolm Brogdon obviously gone. I've been doing some podcasts with, you know, talking Bucks, and the question that everybody asks, because it is the question, is who's going to replace Brogdon? And I've said, I don't know, depth. I was relieved when I heard Mike Budenholzer say the same thing at media.
A lot of respect for what Malcolm brought to the team, and he was a big part of a very, very successful team. You know, I think the vision going forward is we feel like we've got a ton of depth, a ton of versatility, you know, some veteran guys, some younger guys, that we feel really great about that position.
So it probably will be the depth. It's not going to be a guy giving you the minutes and the points maybe that Malcolm Brogdon did. Those 20 points will still be there. They'll just be spread out between other guys.
We'd like to think so. I love the addition of Korver on this team. I've been wanting Korver in a Bucks uniform for the longest time. The guy, even though he's 38, can still jack up a three. He's going to make some open shots. What you want to do with the Bucks offense, spread it out, obviously, because you have Giannis. And Korver is an ideal floor spacer, which Mirotić brought to them last year until he went bad in the postseason.
Well, how do you feel about this tweet? This comes in from Michael at 105.7 FM, The Fan. The scrimmage and the bits of preseason that I've seen show me how much better the Bucks will be because Brogdon is gone. Middleton and Bledsoe couldn't share the court with him. Brogdon is better than Wesley and Dante, but Brogdon was a worse fit than those guys will be.
Well, if you could tell that from one preseason game and one inter-squad scrimmage, man, I don't know. It's going to take a while before we can make that determination.
Brogdon wants to run the point.
Yeah.
He said it in his interviews, he wants to run the point, and he wasn't doing that here. And yeah, he can do that in Indiana.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, we don't know if they're a better team without Brogdon just yet. We got a long way to go. I mean, time will tell on that deal.
Joel tweets in, I heard the post-game interview last night. Giannis said he felt out of game shape. I love the fact he always gives it 110%. That's who he is. That's what makes him one of the top in the NBA. But yes, he can sit now till opening night. Then he turns on the caps lock button and said, Middleton looked good. Because Middleton is good.
I don't know if he's $38 million good, but...
Well, he's not, but he is under the situation.
Mids is good. The owners were talking last week about the salary cap and the luxury tax. They feel one day they're going to have to pay that because of the price tag that's going to be due on Giannis and with giving Middleton the big the big payday that he got this past summer.
Well, yeah, everybody that they came back, like Hill and Lopez, these guys are all making $10 million per now.
Yeah, but see,
they came back, they didn't come back cheap.
Lopez was on a discount last year.
He's not on that discount now.
He was a blue light special last year.
He is at the, he's in the premium section now.
He needs to do what he did last year because he had a breakthrough year. He had a great year when people thought maybe Brooke was done, that he had seen his better days. Nobody in the NBA wanted him, and the Bucks brought him in. And really a move that flew under the radar was a big part of the team last year.
Keep on tweeting. Keep on calling. It's fantasy football time with Kevin Payne coming up. We'll get him on the horn in 5 minutes. So you guys can jump in now to get to the front of the line at 414-799-1250. You can also tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. Email live at 1057FMTheFan.com. Fantasy football help for you each and every week right here on The Fan. We do it with Kevin Payne from rotowire.com. And we do it next.
Sports Flash. It's time to get expert advice. Fantasy football players, call 799-1250 right now and have your questions answered by rotowire.com's fantasy football insider, Kevin Payne. Brought to you by the Q Club of Wisconsin, Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Catch all your sports action and enjoy their award-winning fish fry every Wednesday and Friday.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Time to get your fantasy football questions in. Week 6 in the NFL. Giants, Patriots tonight. And then it all wraps up with the Packers and Lions on Monday. Kevin Payne, rotowire.com. He joins us 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. You call in and you ask a question. Pretty simple. You can also tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. Wendy's email inbox is live at 1057FMTheFan.com. Kevin, I did something pretty unique yesterday or last week. I lost a league and I had Aaron Jones. So my team sucks, is what I'm saying. Kevin Payne, rotowire.com. Kevin Payne. Kevin!
I'm here.
Hey, bud.
I'm here.
What's going on?
So last week was a weird week. I read that it was the first time we had five players hit 40 or more fantasy points. Deshaun Watson. I don't think the Philadelphia Eagles defense quite got there, but they were pretty darn close. Mike Evans. There were some big performances. So, yes, you definitely could have had Aaron Jones and still have lost last week.
Yeah, it sucked. But anyway, we want to try to keep sure people are winning. 414-799-1250. You can email us again. Live at 1057FMTheFan.com, Josh has this one in the Wendy's email inbox. Needs two of these running backs in a PPR league. Chris Carson, Mark Ingram, Kerryon Johnson.
I would go with Ingram. Terrible defense. Cincinnati is one of the worst teams in the league. So I would go with Ingram. Oh, and then I would probably go with Carson. I mean, we saw Monday night that the Cleveland Browns' run defense is not that good. They ran all over them, and the fact of the matter is Carson is the main running back there. I do like Rashad Penny a lot, but Carson's going to get more touches, and Cleveland's run defense did not look good Monday night against the 49ers.
Tweets coming in at 1057FMTheFan. Ryan Horvath has those. Horvy, what do we got on Twitter with the hashtag AskKevin?
All right, degenerate cheesehead, he needs three of the four. He's got Juju, Smith-Schuster, Mike Evans, Tyler Boyd, and McLaurin. Oh, hold on.
You're going to sit McLaurin out of all four of those guys. He's going to match up with Xavien Howard. This has one of the lower over-unders of the week. This is a game that I literally wrote this week. I would rather be waterboarded than be subjected to the Redskins and the Miami Dolphins. So sit McLaurin out of those four.
Hey, do you like Preston Williams from Miami, the wide receiver?
He's an interesting guy, but I'm still – I'm going to die alone on this island. I still think Devontae Parker's a little bit better.
Yeah, I've had one too many years where I thought that, so I'm going to ride Preston Williams train this week. Justin is in Cedarburg, 799-1250. What's up, Justin?
Hey, Kevin, I had a question here. Odell, pick two out of three, Odell Beckham Jr., Marquise Brown, or Stephon Diggs. It's a tough one because a couple of those guys are really underperforming.
Yeah, and Stephon Diggs, I don't know what's going on with him, but I would bench him out of those three. At least the Browns looked like they were trying to get Odell involved, so I understand why there's a question about him. But don't get him involved by having him throw the football. Throw it to him. I think he's going to right the ship sooner than later. So out of those three, again, great matchup for the Ravens at home against Cincinnati. So go with Brown and go with OBJ.
Justin called in at 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7FM, the fan, with the hashtag AskKevin. Horvat, a couple more tweets coming in online. What do we have?
All right, we got, let's see here, PPR League. I guess he just needs one of them. This is from Stilly Ryan. Hardman, Landry, or Marvin Jones?
So PPR, I would go Landry, just because he doesn't need to find the end zone to have value in PPR, because he can catch 7 or 8 balls for 80 yards and have a good day that way. If he finds the end zone, that's just an added bonus.
All right, we got Minshew or Baker Mayfield?
Gosh, it's crazy to think this was a question. And does Nick Foles have a job when he comes back? I'm not so sure about that. I'm going to go with Minshew here. Baker Mayfield has not looked good, looked terrible Monday night. It's a short week, so let's go with Minshew at home.
I don't think you can go back to Foles with how good Gardner's played, and now the Jaguars realize that they're marketing their entire team around him. I don't know if they go back to him.
The only reason would be money, because they did give him a good chunk of change. But that shouldn't be, I mean, overall, if you're a coach, you got to play the best players you have. Your job's on the line. So I don't see why they would go back to him, but if there's going to be a reason, it will be because of dollars.
Just got a text from a listener. I gave out my phone number once, and so here's the text from someone who I don't know who it is, but they text me. PPR, Diggs or Will Fuller?
Oh, Will Fuller. That's easy. And shame on you for giving your number out. That's just a really bad life choice on your part. But, yeah, Will Fuller. I mean, look at what a big week he had last week. So we know where the ceiling is. Deshaun Watson looked fantastic. He's always done well as long as Will Fuller's been healthy. So you definitely go with Will Fuller. I still have faith in Diggs. My problem is looking at the long-term rest of the season. I think he's one of the guys that's more likely to be traded. Is not getting along with the Vikings. Has not shown any type of rapport with his quarterback. I'm afraid he's going to get traded. So right now, I don't see any reason to start Stephon Diggs.
In the future, I'll only give out my phone number, 920-960-6762, to guys like you, Kevin. Okay? Does that sound good? That sound good?
That sounds good.
Jeff is on the south side at 799-1250. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, how are you doing? So I need two in a non-PPR. Evans, Robinson from KC, Sanu, and Pringle from KC.
Need two. I would go with Sanu, who's been fantastic like the last 3 or 4 games. Oh, and so here's what you got to take a look at. Do you need upside or not? Pringle's going to have a role, but it looks like Tyreek Hill will be back this week. I like Robinson better than Pringle. I think Pringle had the better game last Sunday night, but Robinson overall has been the better player. If you need upside, I go with Evans, because he's had either hit or miss games. Either he's been a superstar or he's been a dud like he was last week. So if you need upside, you go Evans. If you want the safe play, go with Robinson. But definitely Mohamed Sanu, who's been really good, as I said, the last 3 or 4 games.
Let's get to John, who is in downtown, 799-1250. John downtown, what's up?
Hey, Kevin. I got a wide receiver question for you for the rest of the season. So non-PPR league, if Devonta Adams is still out, how would you rank Curtis Samuel, Mohamed Sanu, and Golden Tate?
Sanu and Tate. So really unique situation for the Giants tonight. They're basically without everybody. They're without Evan Ingram. They're without Saquon Barkley. They're without Sterling Shepard. So Golden Tate's going to be the number one wide receiver. The problem is he's going to be matched up with Stephon Gilmore. I actually like the rookie Slayton. I like him a little bit better tonight. But if I'm looking for the rest of the season, I'm probably going to say Sanu. Atlanta's defense is not good. They're going to have to put up a lot of points. Matt Ryan is on pace to throw for over 700 attempts or something crazy like that. So I'm going to say out of those three, I like Sanu the best. Golden Tate, I mean, he did nothing with his debut with the Giants, so I don't know if the chemistry is just not there with him and Daniel Jones or whatnot. As I said, tonight I like Slayton a little bit better than I like Golden Tate, so out of those three guys, I would go with Sanu.
RotoWire.com's Kevin Payne joining us to talk fantasy football and really to give you guys the help you need at 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Horvat got a couple tweets.
Yeah, this one, quarterback question, Philip Rivers or Goff?
Rivers this week. You know, San Francisco might actually be a really good defense. Goff does have these weird splits where he plays fantastic at home as opposed to on the road. But I think Philip Rivers at home against a Pittsburgh defense who is really kind of reeling. They've had a lot of injuries. I would go with Philip Rivers. He's a safer play.
All right, Andy has a half a point PPR league. He's got Joe Mixon, Chris Carson, Damian Williams, and Philip Lindsay. Needs just to sit one of them, I guess. He says, which one of these sits? So he's got Mixon.
Yeah, I would sit Williams out of those guys. It's really tough to figure out who the main guy is going to be in that backfield for Kansas City. We know McCoy's going to get his touches. There's Darrell Williams. There's Damian Williams. It's tough to figure out who's going to go ahead and be the productive fantasy guy week to week. So I would sit Damian Williams out of those guys. The other guys that you mentioned, Mixon, Carson, and Lindsay, they're still the main guys in their respective backfields.
We got Fournette or Ingram?
Ooh, that's tough. I wish I had this problem. I would go this week with Ingram at home against a bad defense. I do like Fournette. The volume's there. The yards per carry number isn't great. But I think just based upon matchups, I would go Ingram.
414-799-1250. Joe is on the north side. Joe, what's up?
All right. I got two receivers, touchdown-only league. DJ Moore or Josh Gordon? I need to pick one.
You got to pick one out of those two. Oh, gosh. You got to watch the situation tonight because Edelman's questionable and Gordon's questionable. So you know with the New England Patriots, they play things close to the vest. They're not going to let you know how injured each of these guys are. Maybe the decision will be made for you. I would say this. If Edelman's going to be out, you go with Gordon. This is not a good pass defense for the Giants. But if everybody's in there and going to play, because it's a touchdown-only league, I would lean to Moore. But just keep an eye, as I said, on the injury report. When the inactives come out, if Edelman's out, then go with Josh Gordon.
Tanner is in West Bend, 799-1250. Tanner, good morning.
Hey, I just have a question pertaining to Kareem Hunt. I have Nick Chubb as one of my starters right now, and I was just wondering if Kareem Hunt's going to be a good handcuff to have later on in the season.
No, I would drop him. I've been telling people this all season. Go out and pick up Chase Edmonds. Pick up another guy who's a good handcuff. Pollard from Dallas, he's another good guy to go ahead and pick up. Have those guys on your bench because if the starter gets hurt in front of them, they're going to be very useful starting next week. You've got to wait the full 8 weeks for Kareem Hunt. And the fact of the matter is, even when he comes back, provided Chubb's healthy, he's not going to get a lot of work. They're going to lean on Nick Chubb. He is a stud running back. So I would go ahead and drop him. I've been telling people this all season. Just go out and find another backup who might, if there's an injury, help you out as soon as next week.
At 105.7 FM, The Fan for fantasy football help. Horvat, what do you got coming in on Twitter?
Jake wants to know if he should start Kerryon Johnson or Melvin Gordon. Ooh. Yeah.
I would go back to Melvin Gordon. Look, you've held on to him for this long. There's got to be a reason why you have him, and he should get more touches this week, and he should get the goal line work again. I'd like the Chargers to bounce back in this Sunday night game. Pittsburgh's got to travel across the country. They're a little bit banged up on defense, so I really like the Chargers this week, including Melvin Gordon.
Let's get one more tweet over from Horvath.
All right, Trey wants to know another quarterback question. Aaron Rodgers or Kyler Murray?
Kyler Murray, believe it or not, I mean, look, the guy can run, and that's kind of, I know Aaron Rodgers has done that in the past, and he's still got the great arm, but I would go with Kyler Murray just because he's been scrambling more, and he gets you those extra points using his legs. So if he doesn't have as many touchdown passes as Aaron Rodgers, he will go ahead and make that up running the football.
Jason is in South Milwaukee at 799-1250. Jason, what's up?
Hey, guys, 10-man PPR, Deshaun Watson or Lamar Jackson? And then do I even consider starting Eckler this week in the flex spot?
I think you can. Did you say it was PPR?
Yeah, 10.
Sounds like a yes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So you can still use Eckler. Look, 15 catches last game, he's still going to have a role. Justin Jackson is the guy that's going to be phased out. As far as quarterbacks go, I love the Ravens this week. They're home. They're their huge favorite. The Cincinnati Bengals are absolutely terrible. So go back to Lamar Jackson. I know he didn't have the greatest game last game, but overall he's been very good. I would try to make a trade. Try to sell high on Deshaun Watson. Great game last week. Was the number one quarterback overall. But I would go back to Jackson this week just based upon the matchups.
And Phil is in Waukesha. He'll wrap things up for us. 799-1250. What's up, Phil?
Mark Ingram or Kerryon Johnson?
Man, a lot of Kerryon Johnson questions. I am going to have egg on my face if he goes off and goes nuts this week. But again, I would go with Ingram at home with a running quarterback. That helps out a lot. He did not have that with Drew Brees in New Orleans. Bad Bengals defense once again. Go with Mark Ingram.
Kevin, remind listeners how they can get in touch with you and what's going on at rotowire.com.
Yeah, we've got everything going on at rotowire.com. We're still doing baseball coverage. Hockey's underway. Basketball's going to get underway soon. rotowire.com/trial to sign up for your free 10-day trial. If we didn't get to your question, hit me up on Twitter. I answer every and any question you have at Casey Payne, PAYNE26.
Kevin, we appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Have a good one, Bart.
Kevin Payne, Casey Payne, PAYNE26 on Twitter. You can hit him up all weekend long. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935. We'll talk about tonight's game coming up after this update from Mike Clemens.
Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Potawatomi Hotel and Casino. It's all happening at Potawatomi. Visit paysbig.com. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers are back on the practice field, getting ready to host the Detroit Lions here at Lambeau Field on Monday Night Football. In the win over the Cowboys, the Packers lost center Corey Linsley early in the game with a concussion. Lucas Patrick took over at center. Packers left tackle David Bakhtiari was on the big show.
To go in that environment, being a backup center, having no idea that you're going to have to play. I mean, he stepped in. He did his preparation all week. He came in, and he was able to let us orchestrate the offense in its entirety. That's exactly what you want from a guy when he comes and steps in. You don't want the offense to miss a beat. He let us operate, not miss a beat.
Rookie Rashawn Gary filled in at outside linebacker when Za'Darius Smith had to take a break with leg cramps. Does the first-round pick feel like there's pressure on him to perform?
Man, I'm here to play ball, man. Pressure, we into the season. I'm not worried about none of that, man. Football's football. I'm here to play football and, you know, having, you know, P and Z, you know, leading the way. I'm happy to join that, and I told him I'm going to be part of the fun. So, you know, just say something for me when I get there.
The last time the Lions played in Green Bay, they beat the Packers 31-0. Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford.
No doubt a division game against a really good football team. It's going to be a fun atmosphere. You know, Monday night will be a whole bunch of fun. We'll have some young guys that I'm sure first time playing on Monday night will remember it for a long time at Lambeau. It's pretty cool for them. Just excited to get out there and play again.
Best Packers coverage on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
We'll continue with that Best Packers coverage. Pete Doherty, PackersNews.com, the Green Bay Press Gazette, joins us in about 6 minutes. Also another chance for you to win $1,000 coming up. The game tonight, New England hosts the Giants. So I don't know what happened with me, but in my teams, I've got a lot of Saquon Barkley. He's out tonight. I've got some Sterling Shepard shares, as they say. He's not playing. Evan Ingram, well, he's the one reliable. Well, he's not playing either. Patriots 17-point favorites at home on Thursday Night Football. Is there any chance to either of you guys that the Giants cover the 17 tonight?
I feel like the Patriots have had the heavy lines that they've had this year.
They've had a pretty cake schedule, it seems.
Yeah, I feel like every week they're like 16, 17, 18, 20-point favorites.
I'm going to take the Giants to cover the 17, I think.
Oh, you know, the old adage is never bet on a bad team.
I might do the teaser, though. I could probably, if they're 17-point dogs, I haven't looked at the teaser, what, 6-point teaser, I could probably get them at, what, 23, 24 points?
Yeah, I just think if you don't think the team can win the game, you know, it's a tough way to go and think that, oh, they can cover the 16.5. I always feel, you know, if you think the team has no shot at winning the game, why even bet on them?
The way I look at it, though, one quarterback is undefeated in his career, and the other has lost many games. Daniel Jones,
yeah.
Undefeated. Tom Brady, even with the Super Bowl rings?
Daniel Jones lost to the Vikings.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But damn even it. In the NFL, you can't blow somebody out week after week.
But what you meant was...
I forgot he lost 38-10 to Minnesota last week. Good call. He was 2-0, though.
Yeah, he was undefeated until he wasn't.
Joe Buck on the broadcast today.
Is what you meant. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. We'll talk to Beat Doherty coming up. Your chance at $1,000. I'll be watching some of that game at Moe's Irish Pub tonight for the Bill Michaels Huddle starting at 6. More Packers coverage with Pete Doherty, PackersNews.com next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.